When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 269, Screw Perfection, part 2, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of 5 podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. Except on Fridays. That's where I answer your questions. And today's post is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, you'll probably want to hear yesterday's episode first. So again, today we're going to be talking about perfection and how it's not really necessary all the time. And again, it's something I struggle with too. Nia gave us the example of trying to be perfect with food, especially trying to build the perfect salad. That was in yesterday's episode. I realized something the other day that sabotages my eating habits a little bit. My wife and I bought these fancy scented soaps, and we made the mistake of buying a seasonal soap last winter that smells like lemon meringue. It basically smells like a dessert. We have the soap in the kitchen, so whenever I wash my hands in the kitchen, I end up with this whiff of like a lemon meringue tart. I could have just eaten a full meal, but a whiff of that scent, and I'm ready for another meal. I'm ready for some more dessert, whatever. I told my wife, we have to get rid of this soap. I don't know, we need to find something that smells like Irish Spring or something that smells clean like bleach, anything but this. So for me, I'm not going to strive for perfection, but in my aim to progress, I'm going to get rid of this soap. You like how I tied it back to today's topic? All right, so let's hear part 2 of this post as we optimize your life. Screw Perfection, part 2. By Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. The perfect workout. I know the search for the perfect workout all too well. When I competed in powerlifting, I searched for the perfect program that would make me brutally strong. I wanted to shatter world records. And before that, I was on the hunt for the ultimate fat loss workout. Not only did this lead to a lot of program hopping and never doing one thing for very long, but it led to some mighty frustration when I was following a program. This gym is closed? No, I can't do workout B of my program. The gym I visited while out of town didn't have the proper bar and weight plates for deadlifts. No, I can't pull safely with hex plates. The workout required me to superset suspension trainer push-ups with cable pull-downs, but the gym was particularly crowded, so there was no way I could take up that much equipment at once. What should I do? I can't superset. Will this ruin my results? If my workout was derailed due to a closed gym or lack of equipment, I would get upset. Yes. Yes, I know this is stupid. You don't have to tell me. But at the time, if I couldn't execute my workout perfectly, I didn't think there was any need to do it at all. Screw perfection. Sometimes things don't go as planned despite our intentions. But thankfully, strength training and fitness isn't all that complicated. So you can't do your workout as written because the gym is busy or it doesn't have the equipment you need. Oh well, do something. It's better than nothing. Many can relate to this example because they spend hours combing the internet for the perfect workout program. Stop looking for perfect and just start executing the proven basic principles over and over again. How about one final example where searching for perfection leads to paralysis? The perfect charity. At the end of last year, I decided to start releasing a workout of the month. For the first workout, you could pay what you wanted for the program and 10% of each purchase would be donated to a charity that helped animals. After all, who doesn't love animals? This was going to be great. You would get a terrific workout program, and we were going to help animals in need. Let's do this, I thought eagerly. Then I started asking questions. Which charity is best? Which one applies the majority of the donations it receives directly to the cause it claims to support? Should I donate to a charity that helps end pet homelessness of cats and dogs? Or should I contribute to one that helps end animal cruelty? Is it a big deal to obsess over the difference between a charity that received an A+ rating and one that received an A? Because of these questions, I delayed the release of the workout of the month because I hadn't yet found the perfect charity. Then I stated calmly those two freeing words, screw perfection. After examining a few charities on charitywatch.org, I understood that we can help a great deal more by donating to a great charity instead of wasting time searching for the perfect charity. So I chose PetSmart Charities and released the program right away. Screw perfection. Yes, that was an expeditious, mildly chaotic, coffee-fueled glimpse into my mind. If you're a perfectionist, you can likely relate to some extent. If you can't, well, then there's a strong chance you think I'm a bit nutty and that my brain can be a scary place and that I should strongly consider scaling back on jet fuel-riddled coffee. How about you? Do you ever find yourself paralyzed and not taking action because you're too preoccupied with searching for the perfect plan? Do you get frustrated because you often wonder if what you're doing is perfect? Screw perfection. You know the solution. When you find yourself discouraged because you didn't initiate the perfect plan, or you're not taking action at all because you didn't feel like you have the perfect plan, just say calmly, screw perfection, and move on. Do something. Sometimes it's entirely acceptable and perhaps beneficial to be satisfied with good and stop chasing perfect. Eat your imperfect salad. Employ your imperfect financial plan. Do that imperfect workout. Imperfect action will always surpass no action at all. Doing the good thing over and over and over will always lead to substantially better results than searching relentlessly for the perfect course of action and not doing anything. You can tweak things here and there as you gain knowledge and experience, but do something and don't expect or labor endlessly for perfection from the start, or perhaps ever. The next time you feel overwhelmed, calmly utter those two freeing words, screw perfection. You just listened to part two of the post titled Screw Perfection by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. As part of my signature line in my work emails, I have a quote. A year from now, you may wish you had started today. I'm sure people that receive regular emails from me are really sick of seeing that. But I've gotten so much feedback from people, from future students, from current students, that look at that and go, I love that quote. Can I borrow that? That's really what Nia's saying here, right? Is just get started. It's okay not to be perfect. I know that when my brother started his podcast, Optimal Living Daily, it wasn't perfect. When he approached me to start this podcast, I know it wasn't perfect. And it still isn't. But we're doing something. And that alone helps motivate us and it keeps up that momentum. Please know it's okay to make mistakes. Aim for progress, not perfection. You'll be so much happier you did. Now, tomorrow's going to be another Q&A episode, and you're welcome to submit your own questions about diet, fitness, disease, stress management, anything along those lines. The bonus is if you send in a question, well, you make me happy, and you're automatically entered into small bonus raffles to win books from us. The next raffle is in just 5 days. So to be a part of that and possibly hear your question being answered right here on the show, come by oldpodcast.com and click the red bar along the side that says, Ask a Health Question. Or you can always call in. The phone number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. Thank you for sharing this with someone. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you in the Friday Q&A show tomorrow, where optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.